You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I want to play you a clip from Aaron Glenn earlier today. It was a very thought-provoking question by Rich Cimini, who simply said, in fact, you know what? Play the clip of the question with the answer and just stop it after the question, and then we'll play it again because I want you to hear exactly how it was worded, and then we can play along on what Aaron Glenn's answer is and what our answer should be as Jet fans.
What to you would define a successful season?
All right, stop right there. What to you would define a successful season? It's a very interesting question.
Right.
Because I was actually on the phone earlier today with Joe B. I was checking in on my man.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, this is before I heard Aaron Glenn, I said, I got to tell you, bro, the successful season for me is making the playoffs. Joe must have had a heart attack laughing at me. At the play, I mean, bro, I'd love to. Are we serious?
Why, he thinks it's an impossibility?
He does not think it's happening. He does, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And my point to him was, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm just answering, hey, this would be the only thing that pleases me. This is a team that hasn't seen the postseason since 2010,
right?
Since January of 11. I'm sorry, like an 8-win season doesn't do it for me. Now, that doesn't mean I'd want Aaron Glenn fired or anything crazy like that. I'm just giving the honest answer on what would be a successful season. So Aaron Glenn's going to give an answer. Do you have an answer on what a successful season would be?
I would say, because I don't know if making the playoffs is defining a successful season. It would be a little bit nuanced, but I would, if I was Aaron Glenn, I'm saying we need to win some games, obviously. Not putting a number on it, because as soon as you do that, you're going to get defined by that number. But I need to feel like our team makes progress every single week and we have good players. That's success.
That's a very coach's answer.
That's what coaches should say.
No, I got you. I'm just answering it as a fan. Like, if you were in my shoes as a Jet fan, what would be a successful season? Because win totals do matter. Like, I'm sorry. We could sit here all day and say, it doesn't matter. Of course it does. I want to win games.
I don't think,
sick of losing.
I don't think you can say if the Jets don't make the postseason that it's a non-successful season. So I have to stop short of saying they have to make the postseason. I think the biggest thing they're doing is evaluating the talent,
right,
particularly at quarterback and running back probably as well. Offensive line, I think we kind of know that's about right.
They've invested enough first-round picks on them.
Secondary is something they're also evaluating. It's hard to pinpoint. I really don't have a feel at all for the New York Jets. And partly it's because they're radio silent on purpose. This is the culture shift that Aaron Glenn has created, especially in the wake of what Robert Saleh was, which was open and out there with everything. including to Joe B, who would spill it. But you don't feel like you have a sense of what the plan is. That's probably intentional.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to assume that's a good thing. But if they start poorly and they look lost like they have it, other times in their history, the fact that we don't know is going to make it worse.
Here is the question again, Aaron Glenn's answer, and I'll give you my answer.
What to you would define a successful season?
What would define a successful season? I want to be a team to where the fans will look up and say, we're proud of that team. And if they say that, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because within that, I know that wins will come.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Couple of things. I love the way he repeats the question, which tells you it's a good one. The fact that he had to repeat it is... Boy, I got to think of a good answer. Yeah, this is a good question.
Let me stall for a second by repeating what you just said. Or you could just pause like Jalen Hurts did when asked what his favorite book was.
That's true. That's true. And I don't mind the pause. Like, I think sometimes Aaron Judge pauses all the time when he's asked questions. Right. And I think that's a good thing because it means you're thinking about it. You're not just throwing it away and giving coach speak. Like, he paused. He thought about it. And then he paused again. Mm. And then he gives us the Jet fans are proud. Now, here's what's brilliant about this answer. He just put it on us. He just put it on me. What makes me proud may be different than what keeps some of our callers proud, or what would make Joe B proud, or BT proud as a Jet fan. Like, we all may have different answers. So I respect the brilliance of somehow putting it on us, because he made it about the fans. He said, I want the fans to be proud. Well, what the hell is that?
But can't that backfire if the product is just terrible and the fans are the farthest thing from proud?
Well, then it wasn't a successful season, according to Aaron Glenn. He's asked, what's a successful season? Now,
that's weird now that I think about it, the way that you just laid that out.
I thought it was a brilliant answer.
It's brilliant because you're a fan.
Yes.
But now I'm thinking from the opposite view, from an internal view. That can't be what you're judging the season on if you're Aaron Glenn or Darren Mooji or ownership or whoever. It can't be, well, the fans are proud of us, even if we were 2-15.
The fans are not going to be proud of
us. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. Like, there has to be some sort of metric or expectation that they've set internally. I think he just doesn't want to say it.
And what is it?
And I'm not saying it's wins or anything. There has to be something else.
Well, I think it's, I really think it should be and is what I'm about to say. And I've said this before. This is not the first time I've ever said this on Evan and Tiki, though it may be the first time you've heard it. My measure of success is the In the Hunt graphic. And I know that sounds nuts, but it's true.
Yeah, it is.
I want to be in the hunt. I want in December the Jet logo to be in the graphic. Doesn't mean they're in a wild card spot. Doesn't mean they're leading the division. That feels unrealistic. That'd be amazing. I'd be thrilled. But I want to be in the hunt because it feels like other than 2015, the year where they choked in Buffalo, they're never in the hunt. When have they been in the hunt? So, Coach Glenn, if you're listening, I am a season ticket holder who sometimes sells his tickets. So I'm sorry I won't be there on Sunday. What would make me proud is you keeping this season relevant through December. Is that a fair answer?
That is a fair answer because every team wants to be in the conversation getting close to playoff time. And that's December. Play meaningful December football.
That's right. It's a borrowed line from Fred Wilpon, who once said his goal for the Mets was to play meaningful September games. Mm-hmm. And Steve Summers brilliantly mocked that for a decade and a half. I'm not mocking when
I say... Because they didn't play meaningful September games?
And they didn't, and it was also such a low bar. And I admit it's a low bar, but it's just year one. I'm saying right now, meaningful December games. I'm not going to say that next year and the year after and the year after. But for one season after this incredible streak of ineptitude that they've had, that would make me proud, Coach Glenn. So that's my answer to him. Now, as an IFO, Sean, what's a season of success for the New York Jets?
I disagree that it has anything to do with win total. I think a successful season for the New York Jets makes you believe that entering 2026, they are capable of making the playoffs. I think it's all about how you end in the vibe. So I don't know that it involves win. Maybe you don't win a game early and you rattle off five wins late. But I think you need to end the season thinking we are on the come as a franchise and we are a playoff contender in 2026.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think it's connected,
though. Because year one, yeah, it is. But year one, I mean, it matters, obviously, because you see D'Amico Ryans, who I referenced earlier with Houston, it set the tone of what his tenure is going to be as and what the expectation is going to be going forward. Like, he couldn't have come back in year two and just sucked. I mean, they struggled a little bit. They ended up firing their offensive coordinator, who I was lauding a little bit earlier, but they still made the playoffs.
Right.
Right. So once you have a successful season, it better beget more successful seasons.
I agree. But
otherwise,
I think
you're taking a step backward.
But I think the way to get to that, to get to that area of I believe they can be a playoff team or you believe they can be a playoff team, is to be in the hunt. I don't know if there's a realistic scenario where you accomplish the whole, hey, I think we're a playoff team next year, and you're not playing relevant December games. That'd be tough to do.
Okay, so we all know they have a tough schedule to start the year.
Yeah.
What if they started 0-4, right? Set the tone, bad year. But then the team starts to come together. You start to realize. And at the end of the year, the Jets end up winning six games. Like, they are a 6-11 team, but their best football has been played late.
So, like, a softer version of the Lions a few years earlier,
sure,
where they end up in a playoff race, but they really overcame the bad start.
You end up picking 10th in the draft, but at the end of the year, you feel like, man, Aaron Glenn really built something towards the end. We're going to get moving here in 2026. You don't think that's a successful year?
Yeah, I mean, this is why it's so hard to judge. And now you bring up that Detroit Lions team, and I'm forgetting like the specifics of it.
But how bad was the start? They finished 8-8 or 9-7?
Finished 9-8.
9-8, that's right.
Yeah, because there's 17 games here.
Forgot about
but they
that.
Started the season 1-6. So, I mean, it was bad. They beat the Commanders, was the only team they won. Lost to the Eagles, Vikings, Seahawks, Patriots, bye week. Come out, lose to the Cowboys, the Dolphins. And then they won eight of their last game.
Yeah, that's what Sean is saying.
Right.
I agree with that. I think that's fair. I think you drew it up. Start off 1-6. Not that I want that. Finish so strong where there's that momentum and belief going into the following season.
8 of their last 10 they won.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.